Tofres Sadi Hay.
Is this time or is this a special?
No, because I have a lady show tonight at 8:30. Siman Tofres Sadi Hay, Sif Beis. So this is a very famous line halacha. Chayv Inish the Siman Bepurya Ad Lo Yada Ben Or Haman the Baruch Mordechai. It's a very important halacha. Some people hold there's a fee of Maseiros Nefesh for it. They push it, they endanger their lives for it. So it has to be very, very. So we'll look at maybe we'll see the Bir Halacha about what he says about it. The Rama says that some say you do not need to get that drunk. A person has to will drink more than usual. And he should go to sleep. When he's sleeping, he's not cognizant of the difference between the Orah Haman and the Baruch Mordechai. There's a Beral Gerla which says, some say that Yesh Beforshim. Shabaruch Mordechai Baruch Haman Chushpanei Dedein Chushpanei Dedein Tzar Lichus Kolkach Achal Yodol Lachaben and Misper. So that the gematria of Baruch Haman and the gematria of Baruch Mordechai are the same gematria. If you cheshbon it out, so you have to get drunk enough that you can't do the math. That's a mug on a rum. Fine. Vechad Marba, Vechad Mami, Tobat Shechav and Liba L'Shamayim. The remote points out that the main point of where it has to be that this has to be done with the proper intent. The person's using, you know, it's not the Jewish Halloween, right? That it's or Jewish Mardi Gras, you know, it's the Shem Shemayim. Of Ein Lisadus B'Purim, a person can't should not fast on Purim. Movad Tainan Eschaloyim. With the exception of a Tanis Cholom, which we saw, the Locha is that Tanis Cholom, a person would fast even on Shabbos, etc. Now the Mishnah Berurah will say that he should break his Tanis before evening and eat the Suda. Finally, Elba Simen Tov Kuf Samaches and Simen Tov Kuf Ayin. The Halachas of when you have to be mashlam and not. Some people wear holiday garments, Yom Tov garments for the Purim, and that's proper to do that. I think the Lashon, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he quotes it in the Lashon of that. That's what you have to do. Regem Lasa Sudas Purim, Lachar Mincha, the Minchah is to do the Mincha, then have the Suda. So you have it, instead of having it in the morning, you have it towards the in the afternoon. Obviously, spell the balela, the balela, and the daven marv later on. And we spell the mincha, tchila ba'er yom gadol, the daven mincha early. Rabbi Suda tchicha liyos b'yom. You should daven early enough that you can have the majority of the suda will be done by day. Well, the kibush shenagam the hasla samach le'er ba'ikra suda he b'leil tesvav. But it's improper that what some people do is they wait till they only first start the meal towards evening. The end of the majority of the meal is already on the night of the 15th, which is that's not the mitzvah. Okay, ukshachal Purim b'yom shishi. When Purim comes out to be an Arab Shabbos, so yasu asuda b'shachris when they quit a Shabbos. So then the proper thing to do is to eat the meal earlier in the day. Before Chatzos, this way you're going into Shabbos, having completed the meal earlier on, and you're going to have an appetite for the Shabbos meal later on. If you have it in the afternoon, you're not going to have an appetite for the Shabbos meal. The Mishnah writes the last verse of the Tamid B'Shachris, the Rishas B'Yadoi. And the truth is, it can always be. It doesn't have to be done in the afternoon. You want to do it any year in B'Shachris. That's sufficient. That is fine. The Mishnah will actually bring a sheet that holds that it's better to do that. Fine. Yesh Lechol Michael Zeronim B'Purim. you should eat some type of a food which has seeds in it, which is where the minhag of having hamantashen with the sesame with the poppy seeds in it.
Mon.
It's called, referred to as mon. So just like we know that the pasuk says that the nyilva chaver which were brought with the Beis HaMelech, so what do they eat? What do they survive on? They survived on these seeds. So Esther Amalka also, when she was Beis HaMelech, she survived and she ate these seeds. It's proper to learn something before the meal. And then Simcha. So the order is Ara, which is Torah, and then Simcha, which is the Suda. And also a person, it should be a day where a person is in some way has a little nicer type of a meal. He has element of mission simcha, fine. Says that if a person would be mazik somebody within the process of Simchas Purim, he will not have to pay. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says on this that that if it's not because the person is being wild or the person is, you know, that's not what we're talking about. Just the reality of a situation of simcha, you know, you're happy, so you're not as focused on being careful with the person next to you, etc. If the person is allowing himself to get wild, it doesn't have this kula. That's not what they're referring to. So that it says the Yesh Lodom Harbei, there's a lot to talk about to be able to calculate exactly when it's truly Simchas Purim, which is generating the problem, as opposed to Wildkeit, which is generating the problem. He's not a big fan of this tying this halacha ma'aser b'kitzur. Okay, Mishaburis of Katan Dalit Ben Or Haman. So what were the 2 points that the difference between Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai? So first step was Baruch Or Haman, Shazam Apollo Rishon. That was the first step of the victory over the Amalekim. Shitul Nakama Rabba Mimeno. He was punished in a very, very significant way. Then the Russian took a next step. Then Mordechai was raised up to such a high position. So that was the second step in the process. There's no question that the person was taking Kodesh Baruch Hu for both of these elements. You should continue doing that, thanking Hashem for these 2 things. That you get to the point where they become merged into your mind as one great Torah from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's really what Chazal had in mind. That sounds like a beautiful idea. So the fact that the person is drinking helps him have that, reach that state of simcha. He's so overwhelmed by the simcha that he can't be mafkin each element of the simcha anymore. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands it. I saw Rabbi Ruchem says a pshat, which I think is really maybe probably close to being pashat pshat. He says that first of all, the ad over here is v'loy ad b'chlal. He says the chi of simcha is that mamash you feel like all the simcha that you see that the Rishon punished the Rishoyim, the Rishon would raise up the tzaddikim. So as long as you're in a state of cognizance, so you want to give shabbat, so you use the wine to help you do that. When you reach the point you can't understand exactly what's going on anymore, so what are you happy about? So then you've went too far. So you chayav only simcha for ad, but not to that point, because you get to that point, you lost the whole idea of the whole yomtiv. You've lost the point. So he explains it. You have to be careful with all of the halachas that a person b'chayv to do. You have to make sure that you wash your hands properly. Person has to make sure that they say the brachas properly, especially benching afterwards. So it's a valid point to raise, exactly at what point in time, if a person is a shikr, he's allowed to bench. If a person gets to the point of being shikr and he's going to lose benching because of it, so that's not proper. He should lose any mitzvah because of the shikras. Some Chazal had in mind. The main point over here, this would be a simcha shal mitzvah. So obviously, the idea is not trying to joke around and make fun of people, etc. So, in regards to that halacha of what point a person comes to davening and benching, a person has something to drink. So there are three madregas in halacha. There's what's known in halacha as shasui, a person who had a drink, you know, like a lashon rishoisa, a shikur, a person who's in a state of shikur, and there's a person who's in a state of shikrus shaloit, where he's in a deep shikrus. So once the person has had a revias of wine, this is in Simon Sadi Tess. Once a person has had a revias of wine, he has a status of a shasui. A shasui should not daven Shemone Esrei. He could say any brachas. He could say Shema. He could say benching. No shalos about any of that. Lechatchila, he's not to do all those lechatchila. He should not daven lechatchila.
Hello.
Till it's mefig from him. Now the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah there brings already some say nowadays our wines are not as strong, so there's this halacha of revias. That once he has revias, it's a problem. We can make a lot of it. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be semich. It says the Minigalim seems to be semich on that. But once a person has had a drink, so he shouldn't. Now that's talking about that even though he's had a drink, he's really coherent and he would be able to be medaber lifnei hamelach, which medaber lifnei hamelach means a person would have to make a presentation to a kosher person and he'd be able to be coherent enough to present that without feeling he's not going to be able to present it properly. A shikr is a person who has reached the stage where he would be hesitant to do that. He's not crazy, he's not wild, but you don't want to present a serious matter in front of somebody because you're not going to necessarily get everything right. You're not medaber lifnei hamelach. At that point in time, a person cannot daven Shemone Esrei. A person daven Shemone Esrei, it's considered a toheh, but he's not yotzei. Other brachas, you should not daven lechatchila. Even if you said them, it's good. That being said, if a person feels he's going to lose the opportunity for the bracha, if he doesn't say it, he would say it. So for benching, if he waits till the shikras passes, he would end up waiting too long and not be able to bench, he would bench. Then the shikrus shaloi, but the guy's like totally not really getting with it. So then the halacha is that he has din like a shayt, the whole dinim, and he has no dinim, no chiyuv mitzvahs. Now, v'ayim pibe gadim shekasev the inyan siddus purim matanas of yodim mishlech manas efshad the tzur kavana al zeh l'shem mitzvah. All of these would require. Opinion of the shame mitzvah, the kavanah of the shame mitzvah, like any mitzvah is kavanah. So the person eats a suda, the person should have kavanah, he's eating at the shame, the mitzvah of suda's purim, giving him mishloach manas, and matanas of yadim for bishvi that purpose. Now, so let's take a look at the bir halacha over here. Both of them. The Torah clearly describes shikrus as something which is a negative. So why would Chazal institute such a concept over here? So this is an Eliyahu Rabbah. V'yesh lomar, mibnei shekol anosh anisim shenasul b'disoh b'shmei achashverish hoya yalei mishtah, ki b'tchila nitrida v'ashya yalei mishtah, u'bo Esther, v'chein inyin haman v'polosa hoya yalei mishtah, The chiyuv over here is a drink, because that was the vehicle to remind us of how the story took place. That's an important point. This chayv in the Shepsum and Bepurya, it says Lashon Chayev, it doesn't mean a chiyuv gomer, it means a mitzvah, the Eliyahu Rabbah says.
And
mishtel
means to be sugar.
Mishtel means over here to drink, yeah. Now the Bir Alocha quotes Eliyahu Rav. Okay, Adlo Yada. Zelo Shanamiri. Chayav Adam Laharbes Besimcha Biyam Zeh Ubechila B'Shtiyah Ad Shelo Yaser Shum Dover. He has to feel totally happy, like he feels like he's missing nothing. The goal over here isn't to get wild and lose it and foolishness, but it's a simcha of which will bring to Abbas Hashem and praise to Hashem for the nisim. To drink a lot, or the pachad lishtos yersim ergeloi, can these are nes agadol, drink more than usual to remind us of the nes. She is also odds b'mitzah min ha-mitzahs. If he realizes by doing so, he will in any way become to be not careful with any one of the mitzvahs, but until Siddayim Baruch HaZamazin, Baruch HaZamazin, or shall you spell the Mincha Mar, or lose Mincha Mar because of it, or shall you need Kalas Roish, or will act in a way which is improper for a person to act, but shall you shtaker, Chomasu Yil Hashem Shemai Mai Kalan Shad. It's better not to get drunk, and that's going to be the result. So, we have to, a person has to understand that, that it's not just, it's not a license to drink. It's a responsibility to do it properly. So the Rambam brought an opinion which says that you're not going to get that drunk. The main point is drink more than usual and go to sleep. The Chen Roy Law says, the Prima Gadim says that would be the proper thing to do. Now, the language of the Rambam is not clear. But the way the Rambam says that it's very clear that the point was that the sleep should be induced by the extra drinking. He should drink something and he'll fall asleep because of the fact that he drank something. In that situation, the drink has induced a state of being where he doesn't know.
In the middle of the meal?
Now, is the drinking, according to him, does it have to be Techasura? Not clear. They say Rosh Hashanah used to use it, used to do this remote. He would take a drink and he would fall asleep and then he would wake up. It wasn't during the meal. Okay. Vav milvat tanis chalom. So you don't fast the perm except for tanis chalom. Misana ad acher mincha. So, but even though you're allowed to fast tanis chalom on Purim, you should break it. You'll continue the fast the morning through after mincha. Ve'echol kadam bi'as hashemesh rak pamechos. And then we'll have only one meal. Even though we said before, it's possible to have a meal in the morning, a meal in the evening. Over here, you'd only have one meal right before the sun sets. You'll make sure you have a meal. And Ishmael is honest but Purim, a person would make a shua that he's going to fast on Purim. Yir lahat shua, so we're going to mechayiv him to find a heter, go to a chacham and be matur neder, matur hashua, as opposed to fulfilling the shua and not eating on Purim. Deals with person fasts as Tanis Cholom on Shabbos or Chanukah or Purim. He has to fast another day as a kapara for that which he did. Right. So he has the same way when a person fasts on Shabbos. We said back in Hilchos Shabbos, as a chiyuv to fast another day as a kapara for fasting on Shabbos, that applies to Purim also. So I'm not sure why I understand it 100%, because this case over here, talking about you fasted the whole day, you didn't eat at all. Here he said that you're going to break the fast. He says, even so, it sounds like you'd have to get a kapara. Okay. The minhag is to make siddur purim after mincha, lacher mincha. The reason why the minhag was not to do it earlier on, which would make sense to do it, like on Shabbos, you know, we don't wait till we eat a meal right away in the morning. You daven, you're busy with shalach manos. And by the time you finish that, usually it's mincha time, so therefore it would be improper to start a suda then, because it's before mincha you can't start a suda. So you have with da mincha, and then we'd have the suda afterwards. So that's why it became about that the suda was done afterwards after mincha, because of the natural flow of how the day would go. However, you have to start the meal when it's quite, you know, there's quite some time during the day left. You should be able to have the majority of the meal by day. But I'm going to test. Chosid el yirab b'shem ashlah hamashubach mishois asuda b'shachris. The truth is, it would be better, it would be more praiseworthy to have the suda in the morning. Actually, I know the Shiva, my Shiva Chaim Stein, Zichlurach, used to have the suda. In his later years, he had the suda shachri. He would have the suda by earlier in the day. He'd have it in the morning. But Kosovoid, the Shlo, the Eli Rabba quotes further, Shikab is Anshe Beso Bechaveirov. It should be, the meal should take place with company, family, and friends. The Efshar Lismach Karoi Beyochid. If the mitzvah is to have simcha, the element of simcha is being able to do it together with family and friends. A person will be just eating by himself. Doesn't feel the same type of happiness. Because obviously the fact that you have other people there can be lend itself towards the conversation getting into Kalas Rosh. So the point is, it should be simcha, not the Warm Talim. So you might be better off if the only friends that you have are friends which are going to make the conversation, you know, take the conversation in the ways which are not proper. Be better just to have the suda by yourself in that situation. Now that's what he's saying. He's contrasting that idea. On Arab Shabbos, you make the suda in the morning, a suda b'shachris. Hainu karim chatzos ayam l'chatkila. Preferably, should be before chatzos. On Arab Shabbos, now, that's the chatzkila. If you go back to Hilchos Shabbos, which part we didn't do, we'll get it around it the second time. Got a while till we get there. So it said that normally lachas, you're not supposed to be kaveh suda Arab Shabbos after within 3 hours before Shabbos, but a suda's mitzvah. Which that the mitzvah is, and it's suda's mitzvah, which the mitzvah is going to be to have it that day. If you need to, you could have it later in the day also. So again, you could do it later on if you hadn't done it earlier, but it would be preferable to do it earlier on. This way, the person will have an appetite for the suda Shabbos later on in the evening. So the Maril says that you can really goes back to that halacha, which the halacha is till 3 hours before Shabbos, you're allowed to start the meal. So what happens if you start the meal within 3 hours before Shabbos? It's very possible that the meal will basically flow into Shabbos. So the halacha talks about the idea that what they would do is they wouldn't stop and bench. But you would be paris mapa on the and say kiddush, and then continue the meal from there. So I was never really clear about that. What happened to davening? It sounds like in that situation, you would daven after the meal, which theoretically you could. The law is you can't start a meal when there's a chiyuv tefillah. If a person's already b'emsa suda and the chiyuv tefillah comes, he's not mechiyuv to stop. unless his phrase is going to be, it's going to be over his man. So a person starts a meal early in the day, and then it continues, and it's time for mincha, he's not machil to stop. But if he gets to he's wanting to the soif's my mincha, he'd have to stop to daven mincha. But otherwise, you know, even though I can't start a meal when it's time for mincha, if I already started earlier, I can continue. It's the same thing over here. So a person, the only problem is you can't eat on Shabbos without kiddush, so you'd make kiddush. So that's the more beginning of the Pesachim. You would cover over the bread, and which is there. So then you make the kiddush. Then you would uncover. So it's kilu. Now everything's being brought the shame Suda Shabbos, and it's really hamshecha with the Suda beforehand. But it's also yotz the Suda Shabbos with that. Okay, machos zeroinim. They would eat some food made out of seeds. But laila rishon, the minute was to eat it by night. The reason why we do it is because of the Nil B'chaveirav. So just like the Nil and the Chananya Meshach B'Azariah.
What do you mean? Well, Laila.
Laila B'Shalem means the night of Purim itself, as opposed to the Motzoi Purim, going into the second night of Tesvav. It means referring to the night of Yudalad. So Daniel and Chananya Meshach B'Azariah ate, they were taken into the Beis HaMelech, so they only ate, they were able to subsist on seeds. And we know Daniel plays a story in the Megillah because he was Hasoch. It was the messenger between Mordechai and Esther. Become Esther Ochla Zeranim, could even repair some of the Megillah. She also ate seeds. He says, "Vayishanel l'toiv shehechilo zeiranim." They let her have her own food. So that was vayishanel l'toiv. That was good for her. Was opposed to expecting her to eat the non-kosher food, which was there being served by the kitchen, and being upset at her that she's not eating the food, thereby endangering her beauty. They allowed her to eat her own food, which own food meaning in the sense of zeiranim. It didn't sound like she had hot, you know, hot food. You know, she was able just to eat seeds. So I don't know how long she continued to survive just on Zeranim. Was that the whole time, all the years that she was in the palace, or things changed later on? I don't know. Then some say Yugimel, some say Dimhizik, a person was Mazik on Purim, that he's Potter. Bebach Machalik Ben has a Gadol Lekatan. It makes a difference in a large amount and a small amount. Ben Meguf, Ben Mamon, whether it's a Hezek of the Guf or Hezek of money, meaning that it's a damaged property. Hezek Gadol Makpidan, Ben Minig Liftor, Hezek Gadol. So he understands that the reason why the Minig was not to pay, because in Purim, people are generally so happy that they're Michael, you know, they expect it in the Michael. They don't expect large damages. And therefore, they're not Michael that. So they would have to pay. Because it was Purim, Perisha also Mikvecha Simcha, Avim Kimel Lahazik Chayiv. If the person wanted to hit the guy, as opposed to, you know, because he was Simcha, he wasn't so focused, then he'd have to pay. Okay, Gimel. Amar Alanissim Bebrichas Amazin. So when we bench by the Suda, we have to say Alanissim. The Birchas Oritz and the second bracha, Birchas Oritz. In Hiskel Sudasa B'yoyim, Moshka Halayla, if the meal was started by day, but it continued into the nighttime, even so, Amar Alanissim, you still say Alanissim, even though now it's no longer Purim. The Bosat Chilis Sudas, you know, the halacha of what you have to be master and benching is decided by the beginning of the meal. Some say in that situation where it continues into the night time, we don't say it. Our minig is like the first opinion that you do say it. Now, if a person forgot Alanissim, so here's the difficult halach over here. So what do you do? So you know that whenever there's a chiyuv suda, the zechiv haskara, and if you don't make the haskara, you have to go back. You have to be masker, ma'ena ma'erva. So on Shabbos, the first two meals are chiyuv gomer. You have to have bread. Person forgot to say, he has to go back and bench again. Special shudis, where the arshidas hold you can be yotze with either mezonos or with just basar and dogim without washing. So that it's not a full fledged chiyuv to wash. So then, if you forgot, say you don't go back. Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot Yalav V'Yavoi, you're not mechuyev gomer to have a suit on Rosh Chodesh. So you don't go back. Yom Tov, you're mechuyev to have a suit. If you got Yalav V'Yavoi, you don't go back. What about all the Nisim on Purim? So Yesh Amar Shemachzir Nosoi. Some said that you have to go, that he has to go back, and this is a marshal. Yesh Amar Shemachzir Nosoi, and this is a Magen Avraham, that you don't have to go back. Therefore, Sabak Brachos Lahakol. It's a situation of Sabak Brachos. We can't make you go back, and you're Makel. Now, that being said, if the person realizes before he says the words, he already says of Allah Karl, not the Marim Lochem, Baruch Himesach, He's Barashim Bafikol Chai, Tamil Lom Boed, Kakasu, Baruch HaTah. And before he says the word Hashem, he realizes he didn't say Al Nisim. He has to go back to Al Nisim, and then he'll repeat again the paragraph, Al Seder. Once he said Baruch HaTah Hashem, he doesn't go back. But according to the Marshal, that you have to go back means that you were not Yotze Benching. So you're in a little bit of a pickle, because according to the Marshal, you end up not being Yotze Benching. According to the Magen Avraham, that you are Yotze, you may not go back. According to the Marshal, you have to go back. So it's very, very important to remember to say it this way, not to get involved in this issue, that could be you weren't Yotze Benching. It's only for the first meal a person eats. So if a person eats a meal early in the day, like we suggested before, so then he would have to. If he has he's eating a second meal later in the day, which they call Siddhas Purim. But you already ate one meal. Everybody agrees that situation, you don't have to go back. Now for us, most of us only have one meal. We only wash for one meal. So this discussion wouldn't be relevant. It's only talking about a person who's washed earlier in the day and he's had a meal earlier in the day. Okay, that person forgot. Al Nisim, what do you do? Al Kshemagil HaRachamon. You get to the Rachamons towards the end of benching, so you say the following phrase. Yarmer. HaRachamon HaYasalonu Nisim when he flows. K'moshu Sizlav Asinu B'yim Mehem Ezman Hazeh. B'yim Mordech HaVestu B'Shoshana B'Yiro. So you say, you add in the form of a HaRachamon that Hashem should do miracles for us like they did miracles for the Mordech and Esther and Shoshana B'Yiro. So we mentioned before, it's possible theoretically that the meal can continue into the evening. So now it's Suda Shabbos, it's also Suda's Purim. Because it's a Suda Shabbos. We're talking about he ate bread at nighttime. So he ate the Suda, part of the Suda Shabbos. This was Suda Shabbos. He ate bread at nighttime. So he ate Mechim, the Sevet say. B'imken Ech Yomer Al Nisim, that we tarot to disaster. But now, if he says Al Nisim, it's going to be a conflict, because Al Nisim means you're telling me it's really Erev Shabbos. You're saying Erev Shabbos means you're telling me it's Shabbos. That's confusing. V'kim in the Ein, Haskaras Al Nisim Chomer Kolkach. Since saying Al Nisim is not clear that's so significant, because according to some, if you don't say it, you still you'd say Chen Yomer Rak Shal Shabbos. He prefers in this situation is to say only Shabbos. Chos Afilosh Kishlo Yispalo Dain. That's also what he didn't daven Maariv yet. We're proud of him. Yispalo Mekadem. If a person interrupted the meal and had daven Maariv. The situation would be obviously proper not to mention Al Nisim anymore, because by doing that you've already committed kavei. It's the next day, and you lose your Al Nisim. So really, it makes sense to bench try and arrange that you should bench beforehand. Right. I mean, we have a situation which is like this, a case where by Shal Shudis, Moshe Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. So you're going straight from Shal Shudis, which is a Suda, into Moshe Shabbos, which is right you're having a Suda, and there's a Chiv of Yalav V'Yalva. So what do you do in that situation? Do you say Ritzei, Yalav V'Yalva, you say both? We pass and you say both.
Rosh Chodesh was in a few Suda.
That's true, but once you're eating there, it's not a chiyuv suda, but once you're eating it, then you have a chiyuv to say, you have a chiyuv to say yalla v'yovel.
Even if you don't eat bread after shkia?
Only if you ate bread after in nighttime. You know, so by us, we usually finish our shoshanas earlier. You know, their mom shall the shoshanas to eat, and they'll be eating bread, and it's already nighttime, it's valid nighttime, so you have a chiyuv to say for then. So Mishabur says you say both, and we're not chushim for the tartar desasri. Over here, he seems to be worried about the tartar desasri. He does bring a sheet over there that it's a problem, tartar desasri. And he says therefore you would if you ate the lila you'd vani say yalav yalav because that's vani a chiyuv, and the chiyuv to say would say from a siddur which is nimshak from earlier in the day is mochlekes so. We say Yalav Yov and not Rit Say. The Mishabur says, therefore, it's best not to get involved in the Mechloikas, to try not to be stuck in that situation. Let's hold it here.